Well, happy Monday to everybody. We are in Hebrews 6 today, and he starts chapter 6 kind of as a continuation of chapter 5, explaining to the people that we need to leave our elementary teachings about Jesus behind and to get on to spiritual maturity. I want to share with you and just spend the rest of our time here today, and there's a lot here. It's a short chapter, but a lot to read here. But well, there's two things that I really want to point out to you that are just such cool word pictures for us. Verse 7 says this: land that drinks in the rain often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed, receives the blessing of God. I'm going to read that one more time. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to think of yourself as the land, and I want you to think of God's word as the rain. Land that drinks in the rain that's often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful for those for whom it is farmed, receives the blessing of God. I hope you think that's as cool as I do, that we are to drink in God's goodness. We are to drink it in so much that we produce a crop that is useful to those for whom it is farmed. So God has given us his word, and we are to drink in the word just like our land. And I don't know if you've seen the big cracks in the land here around here lately, but I think about our farm, and we have areas where there will be a crack in the soil that's an inch or two wide because of the dryness. But if moisture falls, what does it do? It soaks it in. It drinks in the rain, kind of like a dog that's thirsty on a hot summer day that you put a bowl of water in front of, and it laps it up so quickly. It just soaks it up as quickly as possible. That is what we are to do with what we know about God. So that's one thing. Cool word picture to me. And then my new life verse is found here in verse 19. And when it says, we have this hope, it's talking about Jesus. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Now, I've mentioned this in church here recently, but that verse has taken on an amazing meaning in my life and in DeLynn's life. We have this hope. We have Jesus as a hope for the anchor for our souls. And he is firm and secure. So when we're going through, instead of us looking as ourselves as the land and the rain being God's word, here we look at us being the ship and the storms of life rocking the ship. And if we drop the anchor, then we can be assured that Jesus will hold us in place and not let us sink. So think about those things today. Drink up God's goodness like our soil drinks up rain. And remember that we have this hope. This hope is Jesus, and he is an anchor for our soul. He is the one that holds us steady in difficult times. Enjoy your reading today. I'll be back with you again tomorrow.